Alaska's Game Board has given the green light to a community hunt to start in 2011, despite grumblings from the state. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The Board of Game session in Anchorage was comparatively quiet this morning after a weekend of heated public testimony. Panel members discussed a proposal before them to create a three-level Nelchina caribou hunt to address court concerns about last year's Otna community harvest. That hunt was deemed illegal earlier this year in answer to a court challenge. Now the job before the board is to ensure reasonable harvest opportunity for eligible permit holders while addressing the court's concerns about the constitutionality of residency-based community hunting programs. The State Department of Law's Kevin Saxby told the board that the panel can issue a community harvest program, it just can't be residency-based. And once an area is designated as a community hunt area, any group can apply for a permit. The new plan creates a community hunt with an allocation of 300 caribou in the area previously deemed the Otna 8 community area. Fish and Game area biologist Bruce Dale said the season will close by emergency order when the allocation is taken.
On the other hand, there's a potential for hundreds and hundreds of small groups to, groups of two or three people to come in and create a very huge administrative burden for the department just in administering that many permits and having that many group representatives to deal. And so one of the other things that this does is put a minimum size on the group for two reasons. First of all, this is designed to be a community-based or communal experience, and so the board is entitled to ensure that it really is a communal experience and not just two hunting buddies together.
Dale said any group that applies must comply with a subsistence pattern of use. Board Chair Cliff Judkins said he was uncomfortable with a lack of details about the plan for the new hunting regime, which creates two Tier 1 hunts along with the new community hunt plan.
Well, my concern is we've been through this before and we went ahead and approved things without really seeing this detail. We got our fanny slapped in court, and I'm not prepared to do that again. I'd like to see this stuff laid out here and the ABC's fine, and I'd like it so the average person can read it and understand it and know where he sits before we walk down that path again. I'm just not interested in doing that. So.
Board member Teresa Albaugh sided with Judkins on concerns about a lack of details, saying that the new program is flawed because although any group can apply for a community permit, the permit is tied to an Otna customary and traditional subsistence use pattern. However, the proposal passed with a 4-2-3 vote. The Department of Fish and Game's Dave Rabe said the new hunting regime has three components: a community harvest group of 25 members or more, a Tier 1 individual registration hunt, and a third drawing hunt. Rabe said the department is caught in a time constraint because of public notification requirements concerning next year's hunting opportunities. Otna's Nick Jackson said the decision is the best the Otna natives can get right now. It's not completely what we want, he said, but it is a start. Otna is in the process of appealing the Superior Court decision outlawing this year's Otna community hunt. Early Sunday, Attorney General Dan Sullivan contacted the board requesting the panel table the community hunt question until after a state Supreme Court decision on the matter. The board refused that request. I'm Ellen Lockyer.